Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovic. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bert Blyeven. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hara for the out. Hargrove moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hargrove moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fishlin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Cabell moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin bunts towards third. Krenchicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Hassey moves to second. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey moves to third. Toby Harrah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrah is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrah hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harrah fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton scores. Thomas moves to third. Hassey moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin is 0-for-0 in the game. Fishlin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hassie for a passed ball. Lemon moves to second. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cabell scores. Lemon scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fishlin. Leach scores. Krenchicki moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krenchicki moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. Hara takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Hara for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parrish for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cabell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tabler. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cabell moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Lemon moves to second. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krenchicki is hit by the pitch. Cabell scores. Lemon moves to third. Leach moves to second. It's 4-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins pinch runs for Wayne Krenchicki. Mike Jeffcoat now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler is called out on strikes. One out. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lemon throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Vukovic trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Thornton moves to third. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Spillner now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 5-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Cabell hits a fly ball towards center. Thomas catches it and throws to home to double up Herndon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Leach. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Leach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hassey moves to third. Two outs. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hara hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Perkins now playing second base. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vukovic for the out. Thornton moves to third. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Martin now pitching. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister pinch hits for Jack Perkins. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.